Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is one of our special episodes. It is part of the Evolution to Your Higher Self bonus series that we do on the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about soulful success, aligning purpose and prosperity. So yeah, it has been actually a requested topic, this soulful success and learning more about how to find your purpose and how to grow through that personally and also your prosperity, your abundance, right? So today we will be diving deep into that. But for those of you who may be tuning in for the very first time, welcome and thank you very much for being here. My name is Harmony. I'm an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner, the founder of the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy and ISOL Breathwork. And I blend the timeless wisdom of Ayurveda with modern science and an evidence-based approach. And joining me with the Higher Self bonus series is the beautiful Melissa Alves. Over to you.
Hey everyone, I am Melissa Alves. I am a Mindset Energetics for Business Growth. I'm also the Student Success Mentor at the Ayurveda Alchemist, which I love.
Yay! And this episode is going to be our very first episode for 2024 for the Evolution to Your Higher Self series. So I'm so excited for this new year ahead. And to start it off, I want to share our wins. I mean, we always like to share our wins at the beginning of these episodes, but Mel, what is your win for this week?
Oh, I think my win for the week has been, I've been really working on another level of my money mindset and the abundance and that kind of stuff. So my win was really stepping into that this week. And I'm going to share a little story, so much so that I went, okay, I reached out to a friend and we love the same car. So it's the Land Rover Evoque. And we're like, we got dressed up on a Friday and we call it our quantum play date. And we walked into Land Rover like we have got that much money and we're just here looking. And we had manifest him going, oh, look, we're extremely short staffed. We can't sit with you for the test drive. You girls can just go on your own. Just take your time. We pumped up. It was R&B Fridays, pumped up the radio, pulled over, took some photos. But, you know, in saying that, the energy, it was so expanding in my energy because to feel that in reality really just unblocked a lot of limiting things that I've been working on. So that was my win today, to really just step in and just feel that energy on that next level and just release some of the blockage. So it was so much fun. And what about you, Harmony?
So much. I love those cards too. I love that story so much. Of course you did with the R&B Fridays pump-ins.
Yeah, pump it up.
I love it. Next time swing by and pick me up. So my win for this week, I am going to say that I was reflecting on this on my morning run this morning. So I reflect on a lot of things. I get a lot of my downloads. Paul Mel Cox, cops it when I have a run. I'm always like voice messaging her after, or even sometimes through the run. Hey, we should do this, we should do this. But what I was reflecting on is how grateful I am to feel so freaking clear on the reason I came here to serve at the moment and the trajectory of my business. After being in business for more than 13 years, it's like something has just clicked and I finally feel so clear. And I just know what I'm here to do. And I feel really happy about that and really excited about that. So for me, that was a huge win because I've always sort of, you know, loved what I do, but there's always been this like clarity piece that's kind of missing a little bit. Like, is it exactly right? But now I just feel, yeah, really, really on path, really on my Dharmic path. And I'm so grateful for that because some people search their whole lifetimes for that bigger purpose, that, you know, to be able to really step onto that Dharmic path and embody that. And they miss it, unfortunately. So I feel really blessed and really grateful for that.
And I love that harmony. And I really feel it, like you and I have been working alongside each other for a little while now. And you and I are on that same path of really doing the deep inner true transformational work. And when you do that and you're really stepping in and embodying that, that's when that clarity comes. And when the clarity comes, you realize, and we've had many conversations of how simplified things get to be and how we feel empowered just to take away all the shit and simplify business and simplify life. And that lights me up. And that is what we do, because we want women to get to that point where they're embodying and feeling so empowered to strip shit away that doesn't serve them and step into their highest purpose and their highest self. So I love that. And I love seeing you flourish in that and just so grounded in that. And I love your 5 a.m. messages. I'm like, who's texting me? I don't even need to look. It's Harmony. She's messaging me. We've got gold nuggets dropping in. So just like this morning, I think by 7 o'clock, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit later. We just created something so amazing and took action on it. And that's what I love working with you. We're so aligned. We know what's going on and we just take empowered action from that.
Exactly. And that 5 a.m. is that Vata time of day. So it's where that creativity really flourishes. And I was speaking to an artist not long ago, and she was like, and I was talking to her about Ayurveda, and she was, it's so strange. Like my best creativity is actually really early mornings before I go to work. I'm like, it's not strange at all because you're so Vata and your Vata energy comes out and you get to be really creative, which I love so much. But yeah, it has there was a lot of Vata energy going on this morning, but in a controlled and grounded way, which is really nice because we can also get our pittas on and we can be like boom 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 aligned action. And yes, we'll definitely be sharing a little more about some exciting things that we have got going on for 2024. So let's kick the episode off, and I'm going to kick it off, Mel, and I'm going to ask you if you can share how individuals can align their energy, because you were talking about going and driving your dream car to align your energy. But how can, like, that's a great example, but how can other individuals align their energy with their goals to create a powerful impact in their lives? And what specific practices would you recommend for someone looking to manifest their objectives in both their personal and professional life?
Yeah, this is so good because it is such a big question, but it's so simple. And before we get into it, I really want you guys to think about your business as its own consciousness. We are souls and we have a conscious, and our business has a conscious, right? And with consciousness, it's all energetics, it's all energy. So what I really get my clients to do and what I've done for myself is I get into a meditative practice, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. Just sit down, get into presence and feel the energy of your business, feel her personality, feel her power, feel what is her intention of being here and birthing in. Feel that connection, because I want you to think about when you had your business or when you had your purpose or when that big goal came in, it dropped in, right? Could be during Vata time or whatever, it has dropped in. So it was gifted to you, chosen, going, you are the vehicle that I want to come into the world and serve by. So when we understand that a business is a conscious and we're partnering up with this consciousness to serve in the world, we need to then also calibrate our energy to that consciousness. Right, just like a magnet, we've got to make sure that we're not on opposite sides. It's like, okay, well, where is it that is, if it's the magnet is flipped, where is it resistance? And we've got to flip it. And that's the things where we've got to embody this consciousness as part of ourselves. We can do this by deep meditation, going in, connecting, doing the visualizations, the affirmations while we're in that meditative state. You can do things like, okay, if you realize there's some resistance, there's some blockages, I've got to work on my worthiness issue. Like, oh my God, there's this big idea in business that's come through. I don't feel worthy. What do I have to do to feel the worthiness? So a quick story I'd love to share with you. I opened this beautiful women's empowerment co-working space called Elevate. It was like all of my dreams come true. And I was in such connectedness with this consciousness. I was in such flow with this consciousness. I embodied. I woke up, I worked out, I visualized, I felt gratitude, all the beautiful things, and things just dropped in, and I opened it up within 6 months. Then what started to happen was I started to step away from my embodiment practices. I didn't, you know, do my meditation to connect with it. So what happens is the doubts start creeping in, my limiting stories start creeping in, and I didn't feel worthy. I remember I had times where I sat there before I opened up, I cleansed the space, and I just looked around and I felt myself start shrinking and going, oh my God, like, I don't think I can do this. Who am I to have this big, beautiful space, right? And what happened was the doors closed, because that consciousness of the business says, I have work here to do and you are not a vibrational match. I'm going to have to pull away and I'm going to go to someone else and marry up with them where they're at that vibrational space. So it's really important that we keep our energy vibrating at that high frequency that matches our business consciousness. So I hope you guys are with me here. So like I said, the things that we need to do is we have to bring on that meditation. It doesn't need to be a sit-down meditation. It could be a walk. It could be yoga. It could be journaling. It could be looking after our physical vehicles by nutrition and what we're eating. You know, so it's really important that we turn inwards in order to be in alignment and call in and hold our goals and our vision and our mission. So I know that was a bit big-winded, but does that make sense? I'm hoping that's making sense and I haven't lost anyone.
No, 100%. But I think it's also very much what you say is also very true for whatever you want to call in and manifest in your life. So even if it's in your relationships, if you show up as the energetic match that you want to be in those relationships, it's more likely that you're going to attract and vibrate with those type of people, friendship circles, career aspirations, mm-hmm. your own personal goals. It doesn't even just have to be in business. It's just that universal law of the energy that you want to create in the world and the energy that you want to attract in the world. You have to be that energy. You have to align with that energetic field, so to speak.
Yeah. And just quickly on that, and I love that you said that because it reminded me that you have to also look in your life when you're calling in this big goal, whether it's in business or whether it's a personal goal, you have to start to look in, where are the things that are not serving me, that are leaking my energy, that is stopping me from embodying that version of me to achieve those goals. And you have to have that courage to let that go, because you're stepping into that next era of yourself and calibrating up to her. And when she's playing in that field and that person that's achieving that goal, some relationships and friendships have to fall away. And that's okay. And you're allowing it to fall away with love and respect from yourself, not from an egoic place where I'm better than you and I'm you know, going on this trajectory and you no longer serve me. It's like, no, I have to be in full embodiment of my goals. And sometimes habits may no longer be serving me, like saying no to going out and having drinks with your girlfriends on a Thursday or Friday night, because your embodiment and focused in on cultivating this life and achieving your goals.
Beautifully said.
And in saying that, I really would love like the Ayurveda perspective on, because I know Ayurveda is so beautifully, deeply connecting us to our purpose. So I would love for you to answer, Harmony, how from an Ayurveda perspective and lens, can it support us to connect to our self-belief and awaken us to our purpose and our dharma?
Well, Ayurveda is such a beautiful holistic science. So as you've heard me speak on this many times before, you know, it's really the embodiment of health alchemy, which is the very first pillar of my higher self methodology. And it's looking at the physical, the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, and the dharmic, which is your purpose, health of an individual. What Ayurveda does so beautifully is it helps us unravel who we really are and gives us the courage to ask ourselves what we really want and in what capacity did we come here to serve. Because you can have, we're often better at saying what we don't want and whinging about where we're at in life.
Yeah.
But it's harder for us to be like, this is what I actually want. These are my goals. And I think that's what took me so long to feel, like I mentioned at the start of this episode, my win was feeling fully like just connected and fully understanding my path. That's why it took me so long, because I wasn't asking myself those questions. I was more asking myself, what don't I want? Like experimenting with things like, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. That's not what I want. That's not how. But it's like, what do I actually want, you know? And Ayurveda really helps us. It helps us to understand ourselves better, and it really opens us up to be able to ask ourselves these questions. And when we can ask ourselves, what do we really want and in what capacity did we come here to serve? Well, that's our dharma.
Yeah.
We, in this, I guess, Western or modern world, we have misinterpreted the word dharma. And what dharma we have translated to just meaning purpose, but really dharma is the eternal and inherent nature of reality. It's a cosmic law underlining right behavior and social order. It is being in alignment with whatever you're doing in that moment. And I like to use the example, if you were rushing to work and you're like getting all pissed off and angry because you have to wait at this traffic light, like say you're on foot and you had to wait at this traffic light and you're like waiting for it to do the beep 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 so you can walk across, and you're just like, oh my god, I just want to rush. And then you see this old lady like with a shopping bag full of food, and she's like really struggling and it's like hard for her to carry, and you're like, oh, I should help her, but I just need to go to work, and the light goes and you bolt off. Like that's really not in alignment with dharma, right? Because it's not in alignment with right action. But if you were to be like, okay, it might make me a whole of 2 minutes more later and I have to explain to my boss why, but you know that you're in alignment with helping this person across the road, you never know what doors that's going to open up, because you're in alignment with your dharmic path. You are being of service, a good human, you know, being able to support someone else. So it is really being in alignment with whatever you're doing in that moment. That's what dharma is. And then we can translate that into our career and our purpose, because when we feel like we are on purpose and we're loving what we do and we're so passionate, we are in alignment with our dharma. It's part of our dharmic path. And it may be a bigger sort of, I guess, bigger atmosphere of what dharma is to us. Following your dharmic path, it really allows you to step into your higher self, and from this place you are living your higher purpose. So like I said, whether that's in your career or whether that's when you're doing some jobs that you don't particularly love doing, if you're just aligning and showing up as best you can in that moment, you're on that dharmic path. So Ayurveda really helps us connect to ourselves first, to understand ourselves. It really allows us to work out what we want to do in this lifetime, to how we want to show up as our higher self. And it teaches us those ethical principles of how we can align ourselves every day in every action that we are doing so that we can be on our dharmic path, no matter what it is we're doing, career or otherwise. That's what I would say.
I absolutely love, like, every time you speak about dharma and you go really deep from that surface level of what, you know, the generalized, what people think dharma or purpose is, I just get lost in your words because it just really hits home to remind us, and I think we spoke about this in our last episode, about that presence moment and how we're showing up, and all we have is that present moment, and in that present moment is our dharma, is our purpose, and how we're showing up in that. So I absolutely love every time you speak about dharma harmony. I hear it over and over, but it really gets me because it's a beautiful reminder to come back to the present. Because sometimes, you know, in this modern world, when we're rushing, we're like, okay, that's our big purpose. Our big purpose is this big overarching purpose. But then we forget to just come back and bring that back into the present moment, and we can live out our dharma with every second that we, you know, every breath that we take. So thank you. That's beautiful.
And I think if people struggle with the concept of coming into the present moment, because it's like, you know, sometimes a little cliched or a little bit Eckhart Tolle, and we've read that and it's like, well, how do you actually do that? I like to say come back to self, because once you have escaped the present moment, once you've escaped yourself, so come back to your body, come back to your mind, come back and notice how you're feeling, and just take a few moments to really slow down and just breathe into self. So I like to just close my eyes and just simply take a few deep breaths, even sometimes having my hand on my heart or my chest, just to really feel back into self. And that is coming back to the present moment. And that's where you can choose from that space of what your next action is going to be. Is it going to be an aligned action?
Absolutely.
And Mel, in your experience, because you're not only a mindset energetics coach, but you have a great background as a trauma-informed practitioner as well. Yes. So how does overcoming past traumas contribute to discovering one's purpose? And can you explain the relationship between life's challenges, soul lessons, and the realization of one's purpose? Because we've all heard those stories where someone has been in a really bad accident, or they've been through a really horrific trauma, and they're so grateful for that because that has birthed their purpose in this world. They felt that was part of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, even that, you know, that the book, A Man's Search, Meaning, Purpose. I'm just butchering this. the man that survived the concentration camps.
Mm.
He wrote the book about the meaning of life. Suffering is the meaning of life, but it's the meaning of purpose as well, because through his suffering, through his trauma, a man search for meaning, or a man search for purpose. Anyway, through that, he found his purpose and writing his book. And although he went through the most horrific things that no human being should ever go through, he used that as his way of living his dharma and stepping into his dharmic path for the rest of his life. So how can you help enlighten us on this?
Yeah, I absolutely love that, and I'll probably get the title and book from you later. But yeah, that concept, Tami, that you say that, you know, when we come into, you know, this lifetime, there's a soul lessons, there's lessons that we're needing to learn in order for us, our souls, to evolve. Okay, there's also karma that's come into our lifetime, which we need to learn from. And if we don't, I want you to look back at your life, where are the patterns that keep playing out and out and out over and over again, right? So when we go through these challenges, or it could be a really traumatic experience or something that's really challenging in your life, they are there for you to learn the lessons. And like, I love to see it as activations into your power, right? And when you activate that in your power, that is when you see people turning that pain and that experience, because the wisdom comes out and they go out there to help others also transcend their challenges and their pain, to activate their power so they can go on to live their purpose, their dharma. So I want you to think about, like, for me, many of you know my story, and if you those of you that have just jumped on, thank you for joining us. But I'll share my little story that, you know, when I was younger, I was sexually molested by two very close family members for several years. And I see that there, and I had a lot of trauma playing out for several years up into my adult life. But what I've seen when I worked on that and when I've overcome those challenges, it was such an activation to go, wow, I am in my power. And if I had overcome that and I have got these wisdoms and I have found freedom and peace and power in that, and I can continue my life, who am I to just sit back and live a mediocre life and allow my fellow humans to be in so much suffering? So that is turned into my purpose to go out there and do the work that I'm doing, right? And I want you to look at Harmony. You struggled so much with your health, mm-hmm. right? And that, even though you were in the medical field, you went, oh my God, there needs to be more. You're in the Western, there needs to be more. You went on a journey because you're in pain and suffering, right? And when you found that, when you found the wisdom and you transformed your pain into power and got that healing, you went, oh my God, I can't just go back and practice Western. I have this wisdom and this power and this knowledge that I need to create something like the Ayurveda Alchemist, because I need to go and empower health and wellness professionals with additional tools so they can go and live their dharma. And that is your dharma, your purpose. So I want you, anyone that's listening, to look back right now. Look at your challenges in your life, the big traumatic challenges, those for you that are going, I don't know my purpose, and you're stuck in that victim and you're still in that pain and suffering. I want you to look back and find that pain and go, where can I unlock my power? Where is this wisdom that I can free myself from, using that wisdom to free myself? And does it mean you have to turn that into a business? But where in your everyday life can you just help someone with your wisdom? Mm. That is your purpose. It does not need to be a business. 100%. So that is where how past traumas and challenging relationships can really be the key to unlock or to discover your purpose and to unlock that power within you.
Mm-hmm. And I think just on that, like, you know, a lot of people associate purpose with their business or their career. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, it doesn't have to be that. And sometimes there's even more joy and transformation that comes out of the personal growth you get by just living your purpose daily outside of your work, outside of your business, outside of your family, because there's no, like, how do I word this, but there's no sort of exchange needed for that. You know, business, there's an exchange. We have that energetic exchange of money, of finance. But if you're doing it outside of your outside of a business or a career aspiration, and you're really starting to learn more about yourself, you're really doing things you enjoy, you're lighting your soul on fire, often that leads to you want to share this so much that, you know, if you're entrepreneurial, you want to share it and you want to create a business out of it because you're so passionate. But it's also to not do that and to keep it for your own evolution and your own personal benefits. And that is going to help you show up as your higher self, as the best version of who you came here to be. And therefore, you are of service to everyone that walks into your world, being the best person you are, because you are living this purposeful, this dharmic existence by really tapping into the essence of who you are and what lights you up.
Yes, mic drop. That was just so beautiful. Like, so I hope your listeners are really feeling that and are feeling that truth, and reach out to us and let us know, you know, just hearing that, what that brought up for you, and how you're redefining your purpose and seeing transcending that pain and those challenges, how you can transcend that into your everyday life. We'd love to hear from you. But Harmony, I really want to pick into your brain, and I want to understand, how do the Ayurvedic principles guide individuals towards not only like our physical and mental well-being, but also towards manifesting that abundance, that prosperity and success in not only business but in life? So do you have an insight or a story that really illustrates this power of Ayurveda creating this prosperous life?
Absolutely. So when it comes to Ayurveda, I think most people just associate it with this sort of holistic health science and lifestyle medicine. But in fact, Ayurveda, the word itself means the science of life and longevity. So in Ayurveda, life is viewed through the lens of the Purusharthas, which are the four fundamental goals or aims that guide human existence. And they are known as Dharma, which we've spoken about, Artha, Karma, and Moksha. And they provide a comprehensive framework for individuals seeking a balanced and purposeful life. So we've touched on Dharma, which is the righteousness of duty or duty. So just being aligned with right action in whatever you're doing. And it represents the ethical and moral responsibilities that one must adhere to in their life. So it's really that ethical compass, moral compass that we have. And it encompasses the duties and obligations that individuals have with their social life, their family life, and their professional spheres. And that's why we're saying Dharma is so much more than just your career aspirations, mm-hmm. because it's got to play into your social, your family life, all of those things, all of what makes you who you are. And following your Dharma contributes to the overall well-being of the community and you as an individual. So that is the first, or one of the aims of life, is Dharma. The other one is Artha, which is actually material well-being. And a lot of people are surprised to learn this, but Ayurveda has always said that it is important to be able, within reason and ethically, acquire wealth, resources, and the means necessary to lead a comfortable and secure life. We know that security is really important for our health. So Artha is the pursuit of material well-being and prosperity. Ayurveda acknowledges the importance of this material stability, but it also emphasizes the ethical accumulation of resources to ensure that wealth is acquired and used for the greater good. So it is talking about, yes, we need a especially in today's modern world, we need like a roof over our head, we need a house, we need certain material possessions to make us feel secure and safe, but we want to acquire them in a really ethical way, because it always comes back to that ethical and moral compass of Dharma. And then the third aim or goal of life is karma. So not karma, K-A-R-M-A, but karma, which is K-A-M-A. So there's an R missing. And the word karma means desire and pleasure. So karma refers to the pursuit of desire, pleasure, and sensory enjoyment. So this would include the fulfillment of emotional and sensual and aesthetic desires. Ayurveda recognizes the significance of balanced and mindful enjoyment of life's pleasures, and it encourages individuals to seek happiness and fulfillment, again, within ethical and harmonious boundaries. So it always comes back to that ethical part. So doing anything just for your desire and just for your pleasure, if it isn't embedded in ethics, is not part of karma, which is the one of the pillars of the aims of life. And then the fourth one is moksha, which is spiritual liberation. And this is really the ultimate goal of liberation and spiritual enlightenment. It transcends the cycle of birth and death, aiming for the realizations of one true self and unity with the divine. And as we were mentioning at the start of the episode, you know, Ayurveda really opens you up to exploring that, because we really get to understand ourselves better. We ask ourselves better questions through this self-study. And it also acknowledges that our true well-being goes beyond the physical and material realms, emphasizing the importance of spiritual growth and self-realization in achieving lasting fulfillment. So in the context of Ayurveda, the pursuit of all of these, the prushathas, is not seen as mutually exclusive. Rather, they're interconnected and should be balanced to promote holistic well-being. Ayurvedic principles guide individuals on a path that harmonizes these goals, allowing for a life that is purposeful, prosperous, pleasurable, and ultimately spiritually fulfilling. It's really an integrative approach that aligns with the belief that true health encompasses not only the physical body, but also the mind, emotions, and spirit, which I will remind you is health alchemy, pillar one of my higher self methodology that I infuse in everything I do.
Oh, I love it. Like, and one of the things that I really loved about going through the Ayurveda Alchemist program was really learning about the philosophy of Ayurveda, because, you know, a lot of people think, like I had when I first started Ayurveda, it was just, you know, nutrition and lifestyle, but it goes so much more deeper, and it has such a beautiful spiritual component to it that runs so deep. And I had really just loved learning, I think it's like module 2 or 3 of it, and all broken, it's got 2 modules in there now, about this philosophy and, you know, the spiritual and personal development from an Ayurvedic lens. And it's just absolutely beautiful. So that was my favorite part of going through the Ayurveda Alchemist program. It's magical. If you guys, just magical.
My favorite part was you going through it and then being so amazing and coming out as our student success mentor, because you were in the first cohort years ago when we first ran the program, and now you're actually working in it.
Yes. Brings us so much joy.
Yeah. We are working on our dharma.
Yeah. And wait, before you go ahead anywhere, can I just say I absolutely love your little accent when you're saying those words. I'm like, God, that's so sexy. Like, you've just got to say it again. It is so, like, exotic. It's so good.
Well, I feel like, you know, I am not very good at Sanskrit, which is the language of Ayurveda.
Yeah.
And the words, like, dharma is a Sanskrit word, yoga is a Sanskrit word, and it's something that's always made me have a bit of that imposter syndrome because I don't know, I'm not like very good at pronouncing the words, or I guess sometimes even like remembering all of the Sanskrit terminology. I did learn Sanskrit. I did that in my Ayurvedic medicine course, and I learned how to write Sanskrit and all of that. And oh my gosh, you've got to, like, it's one of those things you've got to keep at to remember. So I can't write anything in Sanskrit other than maybe the Om symbol now. But yeah, there's so many different ways to pronounce it, like the way that where they put their tongue on the palate of the mouth.
Yeah.
So we all say like but it's actually an that before you close your lips to make the like, it's so technical, but again, it's vibration, as we were mentioning, talking about vibration. Yeah. Sound has this resonance and this vibration about it. And so Sanskrit was a sacred language that they created to use these words and resonance as a vibration to call in those things. So at first, Sanskrit was created for chanting. It was chants.
Wow. Yeah.
So like the Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, like that's chanting to Ganesh to remove obstacles. But there's, yeah, certain different vibrational laws within the way that you pronounce these words. And to be honest, I'm not the best at it. I probably butcher them, but I do really respect the culture. It's definitely part of me. I feel like I've been part of it my whole life and lives before. But it's definitely something I want to work on, and I could work on is the pronunciation. But thanks. Well,
you did a great job. That was just so exotic and so beautiful. And I love how you said that it's a vibration first and foremost for healing and calling in. So, oh, I love that. I'm always learning something new about Ayurveda. That was amazing. I love it.
So am I. But we also have some exciting things coming up, and one of those is we have our three-night sacred retreat, which is going to be a blissful, beautiful getaway with Mel and I and some other women, if you would like to join us, starting on the 29th of February and goes to the 3rd of March, three nights.
3rd of March, yep.
And it is going to be absolutely amazing, like next level transformational. If you love this episode and you love talking about this kind of stuff, if you love opening yourself up to personal growth and high level transformation, highly, highly recommend that you grab your ticket now before they sell out, because we are only able, obviously, to host a small amount of people at the property. We have exclusive use of this beautiful property in the hinterland with a beautiful pool, a rustic little villa. Oh, it's going to be amazing, isn't it, Mel? Can't wait.
Yeah, don't forget the yoga dome. I will sold out on the yoga dome, just surrounded by trees, where we're going to do all our sacred rituals, workshops, yoga, breath work, sound healing. It's really magical, absolutely magical.
Yes, absolutely. I cannot wait. So excited. And the other amazing thing we have to announce today is that Mel and I we've always joined forces, but even more so, and we're birthing this amazing high-level transformative offer called Alchemy of Her. It's a high-end business and mindset energetics mentorship with the both of us. So you get both of us one-on-one to help you navigate through the strategy of how to create how to elevate your health and wellness business. So this is for health and wellness professionals, for spiritual leaders and healers. We're going to help you up-level your business to like next level growth, as well as incorporating the mindset energetics that you need to actually amplify the business, because we can give you all the strategy that we have used to really create our purposeful, soulful business that we absolutely love and have helped hundreds and hundreds of women. We can give you all of that strategy, and we do this through our aligned action paradigm method. But within that is also a really important piece that a lot of business mentorships miss, and that's the mindset energetics behind it, because you need that to be able to drive that strategy forward. Or else, like Mel mentioned, she had gone through a process of creating this beautiful space and then didn't feel worthy of it, and she had to close the doors. So we don't want that to happen to you guys. Mm-hmm. We want to support you to create the business of your dreams, to really step into your purpose, your Dharma, through this one-to-one coaching. So you get private time with myself some weeks, private time with Mel, and Voxer support with either or, so whoever you need to contact for the day, to really support you. We're so excited about this, and we will be having the link in the show notes. You can also book a call with either myself or Mel if you would like to find out more.
I'm just so excited for this, because when I look out there in the marketplace, and this is why this really came together and Harmony and I have had conversations, you know, there is something really missing in the marketplace out there for women. You know, there's so much business coaches, there's so much mindset coaches, but there's nothing that's infused together and had this beautiful baby of like alchemy of her. So I and Harmony are both so passionate about seeing women win and step into their power and heal and own it and embody and just calibrate to that next level. And you get to have us in your back pocket, in your butt. Like pull that phone out of your pocket and you've got access to Harmony and I there for, I think we're looking at about 12 weeks. This is going to be truly magical, really for those health and wellness professionals, the spiritual leaders that really want to calibrate to that next level and be able to hold that vibration. So what I spoke about earlier, it's like not even just getting there, but to be able to hold it, to have long lasting results. So this is going to be truly magical and I really can't wait to get this out there next year. And if you guys are hearing this on the replay, it's this year. So it's happening now in 2024.
Yay. Well, thank you so much everyone who has joined us on the Evolution of Your Higher Self series with Melissa Alves and myself, Harmony Robinson-Stagg. We really do appreciate your support and being here. We love having these conversations and having you involved. If you would like to further these conversations, you can join us in the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook community, which is a really beautiful, supportive community. And if you're interested and live close by the Gold Coast in Australia and you would like to come to any of our Women in Business and Beyond events or our Alchemy of Her events, please join our Women in Business and Beyond Facebook group because we post all of the events that we're having in there.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And thank you, beautiful Mel. Namaste.
Namaste, beautiful.